under constant surveillance.
You're on the show.
See, the show always watches us.
I'm watching that camera.
No matter where we are.
I like to watch the camera. Knowing someone else may be looking at the monitor.
The show always finds us.
But I thought the equipment was decrepit and run down and didn't even work anymore.
It's much like the opening scene in the first Batman where all the buildings are held up by structures and the future didn't quite work out the way we wanted.
Ah, well, it never does.
But the music is always great here on the show.
Yes, the conquerors of the ages, the doctors of the air, marching forward, operating at any time.
You could, if requested, turn down the headphone monitor slightly.
Now, you'd want to be doing that, would you? Have your headphones turned down, down, down. Then one would not be able to hear the skirling of the pipes and the march of the merry men.
Wow, look at all the little ears coming to the show.
Wow.
There they are, more than a field of corn.
Some ears are
sincerity
littler than others.
Corn Huskers lotion.
This is completely...
As the corns
not
on
having
my
equipment.
Toe.
Yeah, not having equipment means we have to listen to this.
Children of the eclipse, of the dark penumbra, gather now and listen to your instructions. The great day is almost at hand, when all prisoners will be released.
Instructions for the end times, Dr. Hal?
The end time, the time and a half time, the over and over time.
This show's like an instruction book for the ears, isn't it?
It is.
You're absolutely right there, Dr. Drummond. It's nothing more than that.
Do we even care if there's a brain attached to the ears?
Or the show? No.
The
but
brain
you can call 8484.
It's just another organ.
It's just another organ.
Let me say that again.
Sometimes it gets out on the ground and flops around and goes back and forth, skittering all across
the
street.
I saw that movie.
And when the brain does that, sometimes if it's a dirty street, it's going to get dust and mildew and gradu all over it.
Gradu on the brain, that's terrible.
Back into the brain pan, it's going to not quite.
Not with gradu on it, no, sir.
The same way that it should.
You can't add that
in it.
It's
like being on Guam or in Guam.
It would be very difficult to clean off.
Man,
but what you need is a place for the transfused
brain. It's weird, man.
Brain.
What happened to the show?
They left it out in the street for
a
2 hours.
A jar of neutral serum.
They left the show out in the street.
Which
what
the brain
forgot about it.
Oh, they did?
Pretty soon, you know, people
supported.
Were poking at it and making fun of it. Thing? Cars were running over it. Trucks were backing into it.
Windshields wiping and nowhere left to go.
Old bums were throwing crap on it and trying to wipe it off for money.
And honeybees had lost their stings. And
it's
horses were born
here.
With
What's
eagle's wings.
Look at these guys.
When speaking of the show with Little Brain, remember that. Whoa. Long words
unmistakable
may bother
evidence.
Us.
What kind of... What?
Long words
talking about.
Are to be avoided.
Alien babies.
We forget where we are in a long, long
crops
word.
Across USA. Extinct horseshoe crab found alive and well. Marine arthropod exposed living in miniature Amish.
How did he become alive after being extinct?
Bum in cardboard.
You mean our knowledge was
infallible?
Or fallible?
Oh, wait, no. Science works. Where'd 420 guy go? Is he already gone?
What
there
about science?
Oh, the door's opening and closing. He's gone.
Crop circles.
He's already in Mexico.
They have an interesting
universal poem.
That reminds me of something. They have an interesting
going crazy now.
Lecture.
Okay, we'll go back to
science.
And what is it? So I can remember when I listen to the tape.
Science in the 20th century or something like that.
Science with names the cosmos
nice,
frame.
You should play that before. That's the opening piece for the Subgenius Film Festival.
Nature.
Yeah, no, you got to be ready to
powers.
Be probably best when you're on a trip.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine. I got to have at least 30 or 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, to get enough out of them in each sitting to remember it.
Yep. I know.
Otherwise,
I know,
I'll forget. If you take it in smaller snatches, you'll forget. It's not enough to seat itself in your memory plane.
Okay, what we're doing right now is Just jam it right in.
It has to come by at a certain rate, or it can't put its hooks in fast enough to embed itself for permanent memory.
Because
that's the way things are, you know. It's like your brain and your memory. It's like a big yard. And these concepts, ideas, and sensations, as well as various other attributes, are skittering across this giant yard.
All I have lost.
And it's if you don't have the appropriate hookage, it's sort of like the Teflon. You know, the Teflon has two types of mechanisms. They got little hooks and little eyes that they don't have one and the other. Then, of course, they can't really.
Into the past I flee at last.
Your correctness is
to dwell again amid the golden days.
Constant scrutiny for design changes.
But
because no one, none of the users can ever be satisfied at the same time. The developer can satisfy some of the users part of the time, part of the users some of the time. But they can't satisfy all the users all the time. It's elementary.
Little show users everywhere. Think of all the show users there are right now on the highway.
Have you thought about
motels across America?
What your ear looks like when you're using the show?
New Zealand.
Just
when you stuff
the radio
beside
your
ears in big wads like that, it gets stuck in your ear.
Let's see, floor 12, wads. Yeah, okay, I'll see you guys later.
Bring the show close to your wads and embrace.
And it's like earwax. It just dribbles out of your ear if it's not properly absorbed.
You can get an exterminator to take care of those.
It accumulates in big piles on your shoulders,
like in the hotel room
like your earwax.
The CW Earwax Corporation
where it just dribbles.
No responsibility for dribbles, or other life forms found in your hotel room, but will always place a minty fresh mint on your pillow.
Other life forms speculate that the show
will
eventually stop
yourself
at some distant point in the future.
Oh,
its velocity does show a rate of decay that's consistent with a stopping theory.
I kind of like to use the show as like a mental floss. After listening to the BBC for hours, it's great to listen to the show and let it go in one ear and out the other.
You have a converse with your underwear?
The show does that. It mental floss.
Yes, the British Broadcasting
Does that hurt you, sir, when that happens?
Flosses. Yeah.
It does hurt.
No, mental floss is a wonderful sensation.
As much as like the BBC hurts.
But
in a better way.
You mean we talk in some kind of funny language?
I think it's like a Teflon-coated mental floss.
The Teflon Don.
Ah, there you go.
Or they called him the Teflon
Are
predator.
Are you calling us Al-Qaeda?
As long as it doesn't hook and catch on my, like...
your eye?
My orbital.
Long as there's a long enough tail on your Al-Qaeda, it will stay in the sky.
The Al-Qaeda, oh my God, don't talk about the Al-Qaeda.
So does that mean that the terrorists
Al-Qaeda,
have won?
Yeah, we were talking about the patio or something.
The focaccia?
Does that mean that the terrorists have won?
I'm returning to normal
then. Oh, excuse me.
No, I never could figure
I'm off the highway now, and I'm gassing up my mental floss vehicle.
Is the information highway?
I've got a mental picture of that.
Going nowhere?
I didn't know I was here.
I'm drawing a mental picture
on the screen here.
What if there
I'm
are
using
no
some mental
okay, hold on.
Crayons
what's up,
to draw a mental picture
running up from Mexico into
Canada. Emotional chaos. Oh wait, I have to call you back.
That's just the music.
The brain.
Hey, I'd like you to
if your brain hurts with use of the mental
slow
thoughts,
down.
You've got to slow down
and see if you recognize this photograph.
And we're just trying to keep you awake now.
If you wake up in a taxi cab and you don't know how you got there.
What would you say if I told you that the taxi cab you eloped with is actually a foreign agent?
I'd say, let's dance.
Meanwhile, the circuit breaker is mouthing out down here. Oh, you got it? Okay, all right.
Okay. It's It's malfunctioning.
Whoa!
Holy moly!
He fell right through. I hope he didn't get stuck on some rebar or something down there.
No kidding. That's a rebar is pointing definitely.
No, the water looks so chemically and toxic down there.
And shallow.
He's getting out, though.
He is getting out, but it's not quite the same guy. His skin is falling off and
sloughing off, and beneath that it seems
a gelatinous ooze,
a rugose, red-eyed rudiment of a head.
And there is Crying Sweetheart, sipping on the sideline.
Crying Sweetheart and his merry pranksters.
It's beautiful in the morning.
You fell through and you splashed into the under.
Well, somebody else was remembering to somebody else that was remembering to me earlier.
They remembered something about the thing. Remember that?
They did. They were at the event where I turned to Rick Lovelace and said,
"What happened to the thing tonight?"
And it's like out there, I fell two stories into it. The only place I could fall and not get
killed. But what happened to the thing tonight? You know, the thing usually comes and
can
sits
you take
in
it?
The thing over there.
The thing? I don't know if
next
I can take
six
it. That's
exits.
Exactly the problem. Can I take the thing?
Fresh cherry cider for sale at the thing.
Is it like the diesel thing at Burning Man?
Try our cream puffs. The thing. 7.5 miles. Fresh jam.
Oh, so that's it. One cab driver out there driving around. That's the entire listening audience?
The thing. What is it?
I don't know. There's a button here on the board that I press, and it wakes up everybody in Northern and Central California. It makes them call 8484.
Can you take it?
And I hate doing that.
6 miles to the thing.
Just a wad of people.
Oceans of parking.
It breaks down the system, and it all gets shoved in, and then the next thing you know is everybody goes to the Sundance Film Festival, completely ruining Philo's area.
Weird, creepy, eerie, the thing.
Conflagration.
It's a good thing that nobody ever shows
5.5 miles to the thing. Take any exit.
See, now nobody knows what to believe.
And you'll see a thing.
Nobody shows up, or did we completely ruin one area of the park last year?
Military museum.
You'll perceive a thing in a different perceptual, one of the five.
Wow, I just woke up.
Yeah. I can hear you pushing your metal bed out of the way on the metal.
You will be thinking about a thing.
Have your picture taken with Rommel's
the
hat
show is a rude
at
awakening?
The thing.
Have your hat taken with Rommel's picture.
Woke me up in Central California.
Yeah, Rutabaga, rude awakening at the thing.
Of course.
3 miles.
I woke you up culturally. I was just in Central California driving like this.
Incense, patchouli oil, and yoga at the thing.
Ah,
2 miles.
And don't forget, if you invite only married people, the presence will be a clear profit.
Well, what are you doing at this hour?
Country punk.
Stacking chairs?
Well, beneath the shadow of the steeple.
I hope you don't stack them as high as last time.
Are we playing in a little personal player or a big PA over the
whole building? The parson and the parson's wife.
Depends on the day, really.
And mostly married people.
Because I love the idea. A long time ago, somebody called from the giant meat farms that are in Central California. And told us that the told us that
and the show was blaring
the last
out
thing yeah
while the cattle
the
were
cows
being
heard before they died
so for
it was the show.
The show was helping them on into cattle heaven. It was giving them a more clear picture as to what to expect in cattle heaven. So test your speakers today. Turn them up. You've got 11. Try it.
And we're watching your mind.
Watch
amazing
out for the little girl.
Relax, unzip your mind, and float downstream.
There we go.
But not in front of that little girl.
Not in front of the little girl.
No, I mean, be cool.
Actually, I think the UFOs earlier have something to do with it. They seem to be noticed.
You scented a UFO odor, you say?
Yes, put your hand on the laugh trigger, because
you
don't want it to go off accidentally.
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, sorry.
Pardon me, I was
they're
just fighting
for it now.
The
they have
show
to get
here
control of the laugh trigger.
The laugh track is primed below.
See, it
takes calm
a
down, my dear.
The door shouldn't have been open. That's no excuse
everything
now. The door is open.
We can always play the theme song again.
Fighting is ensuing as the laugh trigger becomes the object of everyone's affection.
We all know that.
Wow,
well, on the other
great
side of the big screen,
the whole world loves the laugh trigger.
The laugh.
Not the park rangers. Look out.
Don't know. We should measure this.
All right. Well, yeah, I was just dealing
what
with them.
Measure?
So be careful now.
what measure and what
treasure.
And
the pickled eggs must be laid in the desert on the sand dunes. Also, I'll make it public. When I go out to these places, I take shells and things from the ocean and I place them in the sand dunes.
Hopefully they were placed there by evolution.
They're not out there now. The sand dunes are all just like kind of like nothing.
You know,
except for the sand part.
They say it's a drought, but it's actually a change. I mean, you don't call the Sahara Desert a drought.
In this case, the pickled eggs had been messed with by ravens and crows.
Pickle
when I was out at the sand dunes at dawn.
And crow. The giant terra tornis of the southwestern desert. A huge, enormous vulture of ancient times, perched on a tree branch, waiting for the animals below to expire, become food for the terra torn and its young. At Rancho La Brea, California, the bubbling tar pit. Still coming up through the parking lot. And they've got down there the fossil that's the most common of all fossils, even more than the Protoceratops. It's the dire wolf. They've got so many of those things, skull after skull.
You guys are real pros,
the
you know?
Dire wolf. Guy.
Of course, those are pros and cons.
Very common.
Are the cons out tonight?
Yeah, the cons always around.
That's right.
Everywhere.
You want to take a chance?
Like, can you make them? Can you believe they're making us think there's a fire going on in Southern California?
Seems like a fire somewhere.
That's such a. I can't believe that. That media, they're always telling us stuff we can't
believe.
Anyway,
let's talk about something really important, like Brittany.
Okay, like Brittany. How is Brittany doing now? Does she ever kids back?
Well, Brittany was annexed in the Middle Ages when...
Wrong! I'll be back tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. And they didn't like it, so...
I don't think so.
The thing I remember about that place is the beaches. Coming and going? The beaches seem to go out forever.
The sun on the beach.
Is she coming again or going again?
She's coming and going all at the same time.
Getting and spending, we lay waste our power.
And the thing is she getting, her kids back? It's so sad that she can't drive a car. She can't drive a car with her driver's license.
She did get her kids back, but she'll just have to pay some lackey to drive her around in a car. Problem solved.
So there you go.
Yes.
Problem solved.
Yes. See, she's got the kids, and
she's
when she wants
kids,
to travel, she's rich. She can pay
car,
someone. So
she's
there you go.
She's got the drugs.
She's got the whole world in her hands.
If she's got the drugs, well then.
She's no longer needs to fight for her right to...
To see what's
Dr.
right.
Dr. Hal.
To see what's might.
No, to...
To see the dinosaurs in the last Dr. Hal show.
Of course, she should come and do that, because K-Rob's really making a crackerjack edit. And he's also editing a flame-throwing giant spider sequence.
Dang. Nothing like
we're gonna
flame-throwing giant spiders to lighten up an evening.
It's from Have Rocket Will Travel. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes. Were the Three Stooges? That's a wonderful one.
Yeah, we're going to show that.
Curly Joe Derita is in that.
Yes, I know. He is one of the victims of the
right
spider's flames, which hit the seat of his spacesuit a lot.
Oh, yeah. When the flames hit the seat of a spacesuit, there's nothing like that reaction you get.
Yeah, well, this
and
is
the
like...
And Three Stooges could pull that reaction off better than anybody.
The spider's as big as a house, and it shoots a flame beam that's hundreds of feet long.
Did you know that the Three Stooges actually did take a lot of flame that way? I mean,
it
was true.
It was just an optical effect.
No, no. I mean, over the years, through all those shorts, they built up a lot of callus back there.
Huh.
And it's in a very deep pit
well,
that we've buried that callus.
I just don't know how to respond to this. I can't say.
Well, you should. You should. It's your job to respond to this and other things like it.
That wonderful show.
And like that thing.
Brought to you by.
You're supposed to respond to the thing with a loud thing, and yet you've not even considered that apparently.
The thing, 3/4 mile.
Or maybe you didn't get the thing in the mail.
It comes in the mail now?
It comes in the thing mail. Like, but email only for things.
But what about the virtual thing? What happens if you just type in the
good
thing
question.
To your search engine?
Good question.
Does it actually take you to the thing?
Does it take you in the direction of the thing?
Take you anywhere near the thing? Or does it take you to a Wikipedia article on the thing, which might actually say what the thing was once and for all?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Unfortunately.
But I don't know. You know, it's just another thing to look up.
Hey,
yeah, we're here.
We're
going. In the shade of the old apple tree. Yes, summer is far away. Autumn is here now. Almost Halloween.
Man.
Wasn't that
thing
like a
Longshoreman
Reptile?
Yeah. So Longshoreman and Reptiles. That was the second movie they did. So what's happening with that remake of what was the... Oh, the remake of the... Spanish movie, I think. No, the other...
What?
What, The Hills Have Eyes?
Caltiki, Immortal Monsters?
This is a San Francisco-produced thing that K-Rob was telling me about.
Remake of Caltiki?
No, so the torture, the I am the torture, I am the executioner. What's that guy
it's,
say?
It's
Mickey
Hargis.
Mickey Haggerty.
Mickey Haggerty, yeah. He's he's sort of like a Marquis de Sade guy, and he's torturing girls in the basement.
Oh, the... Dungeon, the
Pit
devil,
of Bloody Horror?
Pit of Bloody Horror.
Or is it Bloody Pit of Horror?
I think it came out both ways.
I missed that whole, like, scheme.
Yeah, there's a remake of that in the underground. Nobody knows about it.
And it's got the voiceover because he had a... His voice is dubbed in the whole movie.
It's just weird, man. It's just weird. It gives me a headache.
But
you gotta stop thinking about all the stuff going on in San Francisco.
Yeah, it makes your head hurt.
I need the mental block again.
Yeah, I'm aware of the risks.
I
want
to drive up to Point Arena and just lie on the ground looking up at the stars.
Now you're talking.
Yeah,
one of those Pirate Cat radio people that has a show from 8 to 10 is trying to go up there for New Year's. Just might.
Pirate Cat in Point Arena.
Yeah, no, it's something else there. What is it?
There is a radio station.
Yeah, it's in town, and everybody in the world has a show on it at some point.
Yeah, well, they're all invited.
Which is how radio should be.
Right, right.
It's up on the hill. It's way up on the hill.
Yeah,
by
it's
the
just
thing.
Getting nice on
I've
the
been
hill.
To the transfer.
There's just too many times when I've been chased through the magnolia bushes by my aunt.
Now, I like the idea of having
that used to read by Ivan Stan, but that was changed
line of sight Wi-Fi
years later.
It's the wonderful
and there's a Subgenius show coming up on December 10th.
Was it 10th or
there
9th?
Is. On the 10th?
We don't know where or when or how.
Well, there's a
Subgenius
Ask show at 12 Galaxies on December 8th.
Now it's backing up even further, folks. Okay, yeah, that's the one.
But there is an actual Wikipedia entry for a magazine called The Thing. It's a quarterly publication.
Not the magazine.
That would be quarterly. They publish it every
This is The
times.
Thing by the side of the road. Ain't got no face,
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing. The thing, though. The thing.
Thanks,
and it talks about quarters, huh?
How to tune up your Volkswagen thing.
Oh.
Make it four-wheel drive.
The Volkswagen thing can bring this show to a virtual standstill.
Yeah, you could stump everyone with that.
Oh, that's just a German ground car.
I apologize
for military
the delay
maneuvers.
In programming this evening. That is obviously an excuse for technical difficulties that we've encountered.
What the thing?
Traffic tie-ups.
Isn't the thing the same thing as the show?
The lack of communication.
Kind of lurching.
But at least our excuses
but it
sound
is time for the show,
than
man.
Those of a house builder I heard about recently. He was was telephoned by a woman to complain about the vibrations that shook the structure of her new house.
From beautiful Berkeley, California, it's the Puzzling Evidence Show.
With your host, Puzzling Evidence, and your permanent co-host, Dr. Hal.
Hi, friends.
And your sub-permanent sub-co-host, Milo Drummond. Just wait until the next train comes along.
And we've got a little entertainer here you're going to love, even better than the Kim sisters from Korea. They were so cute, but now we've got somebody even better, and that's Little Safflower. She'll be out in just a minute, but first, the monologue. Haha, no, you're a lousy audience. Bum came up and he said he hadn't had a bite for weeks, so I bit him. You're a lousy audience. Bum, 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 bum.
Well, a lot of people have said a lot of wonderful things about you tonight, Dr. Hal.
And who might such people be?
I'm here
be,
to just
I'd
attest
like
to the fact that they're all true.
But,
and we don't even need to go into them again.
Well, it's just a matter of record keeping, and, you know, it takes up a lot of time. And when you're so far along life's path, you might not want to take the time it takes.
Yes, if you're happy to be here, in fact, you're at your age, you're just happy to be anywhere.
When you're taking the takes, remember, it's not the time it takes to take the takes that takes the time it takes, but the time between
the
times you take the takes that takes the time it takes to take
away
the
from the time it takes to take the time.
Look, it's Michael Pepe.
He's there. That's him.
Wow.
Coming in a great nimbus of life.
There.
Michael
wow.
Pepe.
I hope he headlines the Subgenius
coming
show.
Into the room with a blaze of
I hope he
of
headlaunches himself
glory.
This time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Shining light in
Michael
all directions.
Michael Pepe's head flying off into the audience.
It's
all
for
like
an incredible
well.
Dream that'll happen over
I
and
know.
Over.
I hope it happens to me in my lifetime.
But let's go into a slow motion recapitulation.
Yeah,
okay,
we've listened
run
to a lot of advice,
projector.
But this is the best advice we've ever taken. That Michael Pepe head-launching advice.
Take some
live long,
next to
live you good, live... live
safe and
that's what it's going to feel like to Michael Pepe.
Sleep, sleep, sleep. Michael Pepe.
Live long or die young.
And prosper.
And live right. long and prosperate. Prosper.
I'm telling you,
I would rather die now.
He
like
may
the
be
gentleman.
Ever he says he is, but he ain't no Michael Pepe.
Hello. There. Yes, there he is.
Oh, I know Michael Pepe. He's
and
a national treasure.
Receive an office worth $3,000.
Just
a month.
Sign here, please.
And then.
The party of the second part hereby and hereby resolves to indemnify
a lightning
otherwise
rod
reconstitute the financial well-being wheresoever
a guilty
this
conscience
may occur as stipulated below
an offended deity.
The undersigned also agrees to waive all rights to life, liberty, and the
now I listened to that advice and I had to heed its warning. Yes, it's true. Now
and then there's the sanity clause at the bottom, the sanity clause
knowing that
you know, I think you're really sitting around about that with Michael Pepe had a friend
wait a minute, I know you're lying right there.
And
Michael Pepe had a friend
E-I-E-I-O.
If you're lying, you'll be taken on the day of judgment
by the scruff of the neck and hurled into the lake of fiery oatmeal to bubble in the oatmeal
no,
for
no,
all
it tastes good. Now, can you throw some butter and maple syrup in here?
That's what
no,
you
no,
provide.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, your butter and maple syrup, painfully extracted, are the garnish for the oatmeal in the bubbling cauldrons of eternity in Gehenna. But, you know, that just doesn't seem... I mean, it just doesn't... I don't know, it's... I'm just not comfortable with that idea.
How do we get our people to grow extra ears so they can listen to the show more intently?
How do you like to go up in a swing, up in the air so blue?
I would. I would like that.
Yeah.
In the blueness of the womb, cleanses.
It's
the soul.
It's going to be all right when you find out what station you're listening to.
I suppose you mean KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial, KPFP in Berkeley, and KFCF in Fresno, California, KZFR in Chico, and on the internet at kpfa.org. Time is just 4 o'clock, and you're listening to
88.1 KFCF in Fresno, online,
show.
Around the world, kpfa.org. Don't remember, 89.3 KFCF, covering the little canyons.
And you can find the archives of the show out there.
It puts the little show back toward the canyons where the big antenna can't reach.
You can listen to them on the website, or you can download them for podcasts, or you can
just out of those canyons. Man, is that
the show can be in your mind 24 hours a day if you just so desire. There's actually, I noticed that the archives of the show go back to 2004.
Man, that's like 30 years ago to some people.
Right.
That just doesn't seem
right.
That's
30 years worth of time crammed into like...
If you listen to every show since then, you will have lived 30 years. And you'll be very sad when you take the headphones off.
That's the problem I have. I can download like... 50 hours of shows in 1 hour, but it still takes me 50 hours to listen to them.
But your headphones are all that are keeping your head together. When you take them off, your head divides neatly and slips off in two directions.
Down the middle or in a sort of oblate, spheroid, bisectional, elliptical cut.
The headphones are just
right down the middle
together.
Of the show now.
If I take them off, I start to slip the two halves
and
of the head.
And I see you start to sweat quite a bit, too.
Well, it hurts a little bit, but on the other hand, it's
yes, your perspiration is building up.
Don't feel badly if you're nervous because you're here at the show for the first time.
I mean, you can giant call insects us. In our way
tell us what you're doing
realistic looking.
Why are you pulling the legs off that spike?
I was just nervous. I needed something to
get in
my hands.
Leave one leg because then it... It has to need something to make it spin around in circles as it tries to walk away.
Oh, they spin, all right. And what tangled webs.
There he goes.
Ah, yeah, right up into the tree.
Yeah, I guess we have to have show-appropriate music for that.
Approach and read, for thou canst read the lay graved on the stone beneath yon aged thorn.
Subgenius Film Festival and a whole bunch of little sub-gum-beamy shows around. Don't you go to Europe soon?
Yeah.
And Indianapolis, which I think is in Europe.
Indievival? When
is
that
Indianapolis is in Europe.
Yeah.
When does
and
that happen?
There's another one in Europe.
Indianapolis in Europe?
In Philadelphia or something.
When's
Indievival?
Philadelphia's in Europe, too.
Yeah.
When might that...
It's all right to speculate about what we should do if we had the money, but the first thing we have to do is the basic necessities.
There's... Dr.
We can't be
hoisted
splurging
the
on frivolous
and he's flying across the country now.
Wants.
It's incredible what they can do
these
days.
Until we have our absolute needs satisfied.
And your knees may ache after one of these adventures, but you'll tell yourself it was sure worth it. We're still following the transponder signal and getting closer all the time to... Fabulous answer to the question we've all been asking.
Are you going to the rabbit supper?
Are you going to
You see, you can't take the child
training dinner?
Away. It persists.
Long-haired...
It has much to do with your...
You got to quit calling my brother and worrying him about his son who got killed up there in Vietnam.
Stop calling my...
My brother's son that got killed up there in Vietnam. Get the message right.
A bowl of orichalcum preserves the countenance very well. Though one wouldn't wish to be caught in a tube of lava ascending rapidly out of a heretofore dormant volcano that suddenly revived. How do you deal with that, huh? Better think fast. Being borne up by the lava faster and faster, the walls of glare.
There they go. Bobbies are trying to get into shows for free. Hundreds and hundreds of people are just trying to get in to see Ivan Stang and Dr. Hal. And
look at them clawing at each other like
just
that.
Horrible.
Nonsense. We're all good friends here.
Trying to get that last seat on the pleasure saucer.
You know, the problem with the show is I think we've attempted a little bit too much over-specialization.
Well, they brought one of their great movie classics of all time into the public eye once again, I think.
What? In what way?
Well, they showed it. They brought it out. It's possible to see it.
I mean, what could possibly be...
They've run it up the flagpole.
The show.
The people saluted it.
Now, I think they were saluting Michael Pepe.
Oh, yeah, but his head was at the top of the flagpole, remember?
That's true.
Ed
can't
head?
Deny that.
Nope, you can't say a thing about that anymore.
Not.
If you tried
I would
to deny
not be
that,
one to say that.
If you tried, people would probably revolt.
And the streets would go red.
The streets
blood.
Would go red.
With blood. There was a blood
of innocence. There'd be so much
crazy.
Collateral damage.
What? They say no more show?
It, all the Northern killing Central would be collateral damage in your war. That's what I do in my wars. We just start killing all the people. We save the soldiers till last.
Soldiers?
I've just been watching bad movies.
And what bad Black movies White. Might that have been?
Oh, Moon Rainbow.
Moon Zero Two.
The Wright Brothers in Love.
Shakespeare in Love. Dances with Wolves. What's the one about baseball? The
other Hamburger one? Logic.
Foster's always making baseball movies.
Yeah, that's the trouble with baseball movies. They're all about the same thing.
But the show's so
if
cool.
If you could just be drinking while you were doing this,
only
you would look
37-year-olds
so
right now.
Cool. And the cigarette hanging
just
out of
finished
your mouth.
Having sex because the bar is closing you.
Yeah.
And now they're lying in bed
behind
listening
the bar.
To the show. Yeah, well, that's if they're watching Desert Rose. Which was influenced by the Burning Man experience, have to say it again.
Yeah, where they were having sex behind the bar.
The drive
as if
the
it
desert.
Was something that would just make you become deaf. So what do you recommend? Yeah, what do you recommend? Like in Death Valley, you have to become deaf-like. That's why they call it Death Valley.
That's why, yeah. As somebody recently said to me, no, I never go anyplace with death in the title.
Yeah, somebody told me I never eat anything with a face on it.
That's funny. It is.
Unless it's a grandma face sandwich.
What? What are you talking about?
God bless mommy. God bless daddy. What do you think happened today, dear?
What happened to my
grandma
face sandwich?
And I fought a monster with a head like a 7-Eleven. Yes, Jane Eyre's sayings were produced into a play 12 years later, garnering millions of monies.
That would be good.
Not long ago, I read an item about a clairvoyant little boy.
Fortunate traders.
It seems this boy had premonitions.
Spoils of the vanished invaders.
Once while reciting prayers, he said, God bless mommy, God bless daddy, God bless grandma. Goodbye, grandpa. The next day, grandpa died of a stroke.
Coincidence or conspiracy?
Then later on, the little boy said,
God bless mommy, God bless daddy, goodbye, grandma.
Then grandma was hit while crossing the street.
That can happen.
Sometime later in his prayers, he said,
God bless mommy, goodbye, daddy.
The father was really upset. He had driven himself to work that day. He couldn't work at the office. Finally, he decided to come home early. He took the taxi home and rushed in. He was greeted by his wife, who said, "What do you think happened today, dear? The most awful thing. The milkman dropped dead on the back porch."
Boy, you said it. The milkman, he was exposed to the radioactive cream from unwholesome Holsteins around the nuclear power plant cooling towers.
And it's not like he would have been traveling.
And it's not like they're the full height that the electric vents can attain.
Those Holsteins, boy, if they, some of that depleted uranium, they just turn green like crazy, and you sure as heck wouldn't want to eat any of that. You'd glow like a glow stick every time.
Like a postage stamp? It would glow like a postage stamp. A radioactive postage stamp? Well, our test for character is how old a man will act if in case of an emergency or under fire. Will he act like a tiny little child crying to its mommy? Or will he be a man and stand up tall? Do what's right.
Go to Burning Man.
That's telling him.
Go to X-Day. Oh, yeah. Go to Indianapolis, which is in Europe.
Indy Vinyl.
To the subgene.
Next
Indy
to Philadelphia.
Yeah. I think that's where Subgenius started, is Indianapolis. In Texas.
I think the country's getting tired of this kind of rhetoric. Tired of being misled and misdirected. We need some answers around
here, son.
It's
what always happens. They just get reduced to gibbering idiocy when they have to look death straight in the face. Look
Castro?
Death in the eye, forget about it.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there.
Death doesn't have any eyes. They're just hideous places where eyes once were.
And there's a little spaceship.
But that's okay. You can look at the places where the eyes were, and I understand your point is still made. But some people just can't be satisfied. I mean, when we went to Philadelphia next to Chicago and Indianapolis that time, all in Europe.
Yeah, that one time.
There was that guy that just kept laughing, that guy from Richmond that was also in Europe.
Yeah.
And for 20 minutes, we had to wait for him to quit laughing. We just looked at our watches and tried to, like, pass time.
Yeah, those tigers get a lot of fun out of it. Looking into the eye of that tiger, well, you might as well be looking at the
fucking
hole.
No, that's terrible.
Right, right. We just read the menu. We made choices from this column and choices from that column, and then we mixed up each other's choices and chose. I'm sorry, sir, said the waiter. We don't have chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, banana, fudge, ripple, mint, berry pie.
Because it's a country show that comes from around the world.
It's truly international.
But I always had pistachio and nothing else because...
What a stash of pistache. Oh, I knocked over the container. Clumsy me. Now
she
you all
was
get
wearing pistachio
doggy ice
else.
Cream to take home to your girlfriend. I mean, your dog.
What?
Yes, doggy ice cream. Go to Baskin-Robbins. Ask if they have it. It's anything that falls from the scoop to outside the bin, which automatically they can't sell. So they put it in a bag and... You come in, you ask for doggy ice cream, they give you this huge bag of all different flavors jammed together.
And it's for free?
Ice cream. Oh.
And it's free, right?
Well, of course, the last time I did this was more than 30 years ago.
And then they probably cough on the dog.
Now
ice
they
cream.
Probably don't. No, a dog's ass somebody's has nothing to do with it. I don't know who
they're
you're talking to.
They're pouring stuff on there.
No, they pour nothing on.
They're coughing, they're dropping their hairs on it.
No, they are forced to wear hair nets by the Bureau of
High Fashion. But their nasal incrustations might fall out, or fingernail clippings or something.
The crustaceans are next door in the seafood store. I tell you, it's all been worked out. Now, we dig the tunnel here. This is where we start from. We go right under the street, and we come up, you'll see, 25 yards.
I'm just going to follow you.
There. This is the outer warehouse. The door does have a lock.
Now, there is another way to interpret that. It might not be a lock. It could be simply a obfuscation
now
device.
Now, here we are. This is the giant control room of...
It may not be a control room. It could simply be a complex holographic illusion. Okay, it is solid. I understand that.
Well, if we're going to talk about crustaceans, I have enough crustaceans coming out of my nostrils. I don't need any more.
That sounds like a deplorable condition.
This is Michael Pepe. He's one of the pleasure units.
But he's infested with crustaceans. I
nasal
think.
And crustaceans in your
upper crustaceans. But still.
I didn't mean you, sir. I meant the other caller is Michael Pepe, but he's not talking.
No. You take a common...
There he is. There's Michael Pepe.
Oil and butter exactly like the...
hey, lobster. Michael, we've got two Michael Pepes on here now.
Well, there's only one, but the personality is so strong, it spreads across the airwaves to two caller lines.
There's one real Michael Pepe now. You pick who, which
the
one
other
is the
two
real
are in
one.
Not anymore. Closet of lifelike robots.
Right. The other two are in the.
What happened
the
to Card House Robot?
I don't know. He's not on the staff tonight.
I thought he was becoming like a regular staff member.
Yeah, sort of is. But right now he's like this.
Well, you know, right I can see that.
He's computer. Got drool running out from the edge of his chin.
Better get that.
I have to get that. I guess that's. On my cell phone, they come and I'm just out of the
cellulite phone.
Well, speaking of your iPhone,
you
how's your computer experience happening?
What?
Thank you.
How are you on the internet yet?
We just need a quick sample,
did
sir.
Did you find your ISP?
I'm a virtual particle. I'm so on the internet, I don't even exist as a physical body anymore.
Did you pick the right location?
I'm a virtual guy in hyperspace. And
we should follow the example of the two young lovers trying to find a secluded spot for a long embrace.
Yeah.
Everywhere they found people, suddenly the man had an idea and he led the girl to the railway station.
Let's go to cyberspace.
Standing beside the door of the car as though seeing her off, he kissed her fondly.
And then let me get on the drag up.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Wow, that's really loud.
These are all
kissed her and fondled
Michael Pepe.
Bold cases.
Fondling her.
So weird because
she was found in a fondling home.
Smoke.
Where she was placed
for adoption. And after the couple had repeated the experiment.
I'll just have to try to listen to the phone.
You should listen to the phone. Because the delay will confuse you.
Yeah.
And there's always a delay from the moment we say the funny thing or the wise thing till the moment that you understand it.
But delay was, basically fired by the Senate anyway.
What if you say you're the... If I said I was the biggest liar in the world, would you believe me?
I would. Yeah.
No.
So does that mean I'm lying when I say that? Or there's other liars bigger than me?
I would say that...
You're telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth?
Hard.
And am I telling the truth when I say I'm a liar? Or am I lying when I say I'm a liar?
You're telling
there's
the truth.
A logical conundrum in that question. You know, the question itself, is this...
He would do it like that.
It has a self-feeding, internal, interpolating feedback loop.
Whoever bets on that one is going to win the whole pot.
Right.
You know, and according to all the bets, which is to be won in a given deal or game,
I'm
is
the biggest
pot.
Liar in the world.
Yeah, you don't want to misunderstand the fact that I'm trying to say what you're playing for, according to Hoyle, anyway. That's what he said. Page 62.
You can't be a bigger liar than me because I'm the biggest.
You're lying.
I am lying. Or am I telling the truth? And my statement may be a true statement, but it contains a lie. Or is it a lying statement that contains a truth?
You're just lying about the lie.
Who's lying? It's not a matter of logical hair splitting. It's just a question that gets asked over and over and over again. You can lie about it or you can truth about it, but one way or the other, the question is the same.
Nothing is true. Everything is permitted.
Well, it's actually just a little trick.
It's just a little
because the words say something that imparts a different message than the actual message being imparted. That's what makes it self-referential.
Well, if you're talking about lying, then you want to lie.
Self-referential, yes.
Yeah, but I think you would be the most dishonest person. But what if I said I was the most honest person?
Then I would believe that too.
But if you say you're the most honest person, then
I must be.
It doesn't mean you're the most honest person. It just means, and it doesn't mean you are the most honest person.
Well, the thing that always fixes that is,
nor does it mean you're the most honest person.
Or clapping track.
Then you always, I don't mind telling you, I'm standing up in a hammock right now, and I'm not falling over.
Wow. How do you do that?
Amazing or what?
Because I'm the biggest liar in the world.
Get those special devices.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I came out here all the way from
Somerville. I just can't see.
Why can't you see? And maybe that's the hair.
They've got us behind a pillar. Look.
No, you've got your hat over your eyes.
Lights are so bright. Horrid. Brilliance. Sleeting into my mind.
I can't see either.
Deadly, actinic rays.
What do we need to see for? We've got our other senses working overtime.
That's right. There's an olfactory sense right now.
I can smell my way across this room.
In smell-o-vision. Surround sound.
And the caller goes wild because
cut that one over
the crowd moans. No, it's the other way around, folks.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
What a show.
Wow, that was really something.
There's nothing like smell-o-vision radio.
That's not.
I got to answer
radio.
The phone.
What about scratch and sniff?
We go wild when Philo answers the phone.
Thank you, I really appreciate you. Is there a mint radio, or can you get...
Giving me credit for answering the phone that way.
Fresh spring radio.
You know, some people think about phone answering as just a mundane activity, and yet here on the show, we actually give awards out for phone answering.
Clothing.
High finance and phone answering.
The phone is a lifeline to the world.
It is to us. The phone is... The phone's been feeding us for 40 years.
Coming in over the wire.
You're sure you're not drawing
the 8 for 40 hours.
40 years. I mean,
bring me two eggs, fried hard, a slice of burnt toast, and a cup of weak coffee.
What an order. Otherwise known as a why bother.
Ah, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
We're all sorry.
Hey, someone shut the wind over there.
Wake you up.
You know, that whole thing was just a gimmick to get the tourism started. San Francisco.
What, the fires?
Yeah.
Now the summer gloves. Totally.
Hey, it's bus drivers trying to feed their families.
Yeah, they're the ones providing all the drugs to all the hippies, so.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how, well, you've got to see, Aaron Mannin's movie about LSD and...
Oh, no, he made one of those?
Yes, he made one about the history of LSD and got to interview Ramdas. And,
let's go to that footage now.
It's pretty good, actually. It's not too bad. One of the few...
He is making Ramdas talk about his acid experiences.
I never had a bad trip.
No? Not one?
Not once.
Wow.
Here, I had several. I'll give you one of mine. Here, take it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll take it. Go ahead.
You know,
would you store it in your brain for a while? I'm tired of it.
It's the worst trip you've ever had.
I'm in no bad trip, though.
Yes, you're a golf tro and you're trying to sell weapons to the Supreme Court.
And all you can talk to is the bleeding head of... Cannot be sold in market due to copyright problems.
To the elementary school,
but you can get
I spent
your
the last. Hey, by the way,
the
I spent
gate.
The last.
I remember last
the early part of this week sitting in front of Ronner going through all the old pneumatic tapes I had, the shooting of Bob and the Hal shows.
Were you able to dupe them?
Yeah, I took them to digital and they seemed to be okay.
Took them down there and what'd you make out of them? Digital
files? No, I just simply, moved them from their old pneumatic. Impossible to find machines now to
but
to
just
magical
wait,
mini
maybe
DVD.
They'll find you.
So at least they're electronified. And at some point,
now you
got
to
rent
a mini DV to DVD or to some
rip
kind of
DV cam, bro.
Wave after wave.
Can you give me a copy when you do that?
It'll be on YouTube. And the whole world will get a copy.
I want one of those other copies, though.
What address in YouTube?
The one you put on YouTube will be like
the one of Michael Pippin in the bathroom.
A crumbly
Michael
copy
on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
Because all I have is VHS copies of the originals.
Peppa.
Yeah. That's so complicated. Yeah, I don't know how you ever keep it all straight.
Shooting of babab da babab.
That changed everything when.
And what else? The Dr. Hal prophecy show.
You mean that making the videos stuff?
What I called the Dr. Hal and Vicky show, which was the 5-minute show where Hal dies that comes before the other show, so it doesn't make any sense. And one where I torture a little stuffed bear.
And, oh, yeah, I have those. I got those.
Wait, do I?
Yeah, everybody's got those.
You torture the baby bear, yeah.
The baby bear.
He stabs it and tortures it and tears it up eventually.
Yeah.
That could be a bad sign.
And then you put the ball into the cup.
On a bad sign.
Born on a bad show.
He's a bad moon rising.
I've been born on a bad sign.
How could any show be bad?
In the morning,
that's better than you can sign on a bad bone.
And here the show is in free fall now. We've reached the apogee of the funniness, and we're going to fall back to earth.
Ready for more hilarious hijinks and thigh slapping goofballs?
Hey, did I hear something about a subgenius film festival?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and a Subgenius live show.
Where?
All featuring Dr.
Mongoloids hosting.
It's like a floating
yes,
crab
I'll be
game.
There.
You never know where it's going to
We'll
go
all
on.
Be
it's
there.
It's like oceans around.
Laughing and laughing.
All of us laughing and going, ha 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 ha.
We are the Subgum Deemies.
Subgum Chow Mein.
And when does this happen? Or where?
It's
the Subgenius Film Festival?
Yes.
Well, I think Dr. Philo Drummond might release that information under certain terms and conditions.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be at...
I'll have to subscribe...
At Shea Votra.
I call you.
Call
no, I don't
I'll
think
call you.
At Firewood Drummond's estate.
Because I want to be able to take my clothes off and, pull my willy. And in the forest.
And pretend you're a character nude on the moon.
In other words, he's going commando on you.
Wow. And it's an amazing sight to see as Michael Pepe climbs the walls. And Subgeniuses never lie.
And, what is it?
Go ahead.
Anyway, I can't remember now. That's fine. Just had a cannabis void.
Understandable. I'm going to go have one right now.
The void. Oh my God!
Getting to be on post 4:20. What time is 4:20?
Scary. End of the world.
Hey.
4:20's already happened.
All our devices.
Oh well. We're always late anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
we're running on auxiliary power.
We just change our watches to match whatever it is.
It's 4:20 somewhere.
All right, well, let's get to work here.
A few days later, the doctor said, start counting.
Oh, really? What, it was healthier to not do it till 4:23 or something?
You count backwards, divide by 2, and then multiply times 6.18.
So it should have been
light up a cigar.
50.
Now, do you guys still have those Subgenius bomb gas masks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need one of those.
When I was in Vietnam,
you could get that out.
I actually had one of those once. It wasn't a bong. It was just a huge pipe on the end of it.
We had an ox mask from one of the
jets. And a guy went like... Well, the other guy was in the gas mask.
That would work.
Like a shotgun receiver.
Patonk. That would go straight to the brain. Yeah, we had an
or
ox
the
mask
place where
the
brain used to be before that device had ruined it.
Those are great for hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
It seems logical.
Why is Squid whispering?
But what if...
Because you're on the show.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's what happens.
But none of us are blind.
It's night. Calm night.
As those who have no eyes.
The moon is high.
Oh, yeah. The moon, right.
People are trying to talk.
Lo, the moon is high.
You're supposed to whisper, God. Sir.
They can hear him now. They
I think the other caller can hear you.
What?
I think the other caller can hear you.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
I think he must have dosed.
Yeah, he must have overdosed.
Philo's
asleep. We'll get out of here now.
Wow.
Past him. Open the door. Open the door.
There's a hiss of escaping air outside.
Philo.
I don't sleep with
the pressure is
money.
Different. The temperature seems
money.
Fairly constant, though. In a moment, I'm when going to
up.
Go down the ladder and leave the landing module for the first time.
Yes. One step for a subgenius. A great
and
leap for
the geniuses.
Devolution. The geniuses, yeah, for super geniuses. Well, it's quiet now. Everyone on the show has been killed. Too bad. Oh my god.
Shame, look at it.
Calling them. Tell them we won't.
I'd like to apologize for that error. At least my heart
you
was
can't
in the
apologize
right place.
In advance.
And that I meant well.
If the police don't cooperate, we'll kill ourselves.
No, let's just kill them first and then we'll cooperate.
Yeah.
You'll cooperate?
This time, the Dimmsdale gang believes they really hit on it. We'll kill them first. Yes.
Hello, Dimmsdale gang. Michael Pepe. Oh, hello, Dimmsdale gang. Michael Pepe has
the next
threatened
thing.
Your line.
If you want Michael Pepe, my son,
the operators,
all you need to do is ask.
Walk out of
and it shall be given.
Hands jammed into their back pockets,
in
trudging
of town,
off into the sunset.
Michael Pepe awake listening to the show. In another part of town, a cab being driven endlessly.
Now we've got to get replacements.
Who's right?
And if here it is in Fun Drive. Isn't it Fun Drive time?
It is Fun Drive. We would like you to have a lot of fun driving. Right
yes.
now to work.
If you're on Highway 5, please call us at 848-4425 the 510 area code. Or if you're driving at all, if you're in your car now, listening to the show,
bang.
We
you're
need you to
Fresno.
Call us at 848-4425. We already have two callers. Who are
oh,
eagerly
sorry.
Awaiting to
back
speak to you.
Show.
Yes.
Begin
come in.
Now.
Come in, caller, now.
Me?
If you're driving in the Bay Area and you can hear the sound of my voice, please call us at 510-848-4425. If you can't hear the sound of my voice, also call us at 510-848-4425.
And east of the Rockies, it's 510-848-4425. Hey, wait, don't get out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, come
on. Hey, don't get out of the car while it's moving.
Oops.
And don't
well,
look in
the
basement.
The car because we're the only thing in the car now. Hey,
don't go into the woods.
Put the dog back in the car.
How many French listeners do we have tonight, you know?
Oh, I don't know. I have to go
hot
look.
French babes or anything? All you have to do is go for the match. You have $420 between everybody, and you can double your money.
Who's on the show?
There you go, $420.
We're going to find out.
Well,
on
I'll be honest
show.
About it. You said earlier that
we're going to find out who's on the show.
Straight truth. You know, that's pretty
see.
Important.
Your hard-boiled eggs are ready.
One,
what a hard-boiled character.
Literally the king of kings.
Get one of those. Which mountain is it? Shastina. Just Shasta.
They're listening to this in the tank. Trying to decide if
we're... Now we're driving around the entire country listening to the show.
The Bell Committee listens to our show. It's their favorite show. We've been on the long list.
Yeah, they are a favorite show.
For the Bell Bells.
We are... This is my favorite show, radio show.
Did you know that what Doris Lessing said if she won the Nobel Prize? I couldn't care less. I've won all the prizes.
China.
Boy.
Saudi Arabia's listening.
I thought it was pretty good.
That's scary.
Boy, your voice is so smart.
Finland, Russia,
you're so
Sweden.
Far away. Yeah,
very strange. I'm just pulling the coffee out now. The Dutch people are listening.
I'm driving through.
Anybody
I can hear your voice.
Who in the East Coast? Yes, of course you can hear our voice. It's the me show.
Hey, turn up the phone.
Or the South. Turn up the phone.
How do you turn
mind.
Up your
what phone?
Wow,
you
Long Beach. That's very good.
That phone?
See, now you're far away, caller. I'll just call you caller. Is that okay? Call me caller.
You can call me caller.
Actually, I called my brother.
Oh, man! The Emirates.
So they're doing fine.
It's really scary how many people are listening.
Doug, why are you so far away?
Free
are you mad at me?
No,
I know who the bird
is. You're just so busy, you know,
running
the
state.
The answering machine ran out. There's so many people listening to this.
I know. People calling all the time. I don't know how you take the pressure.
The pressure of being on the show is tremendous.
Yeah. The pressure to be funny, especially. And, I mean, that's why we keep the show at such a massively high,
all over the world
position of funniness.
People listen good.
People are crushed beneath our funniness. Like,
they're soured up old prunes.
A cavalry charge.
All right. Change of color.
Calling from Baghdad, Arizona.
We stamp their
it's Baghdad, California. Yeah. I used to go through there as a kid.
I know.
We're still doing this thing.
Of course, no one's listening to me. In fact, I'm probably not even on. I better turn the radio on and see if I'm on. No. Yeah, that guy from Baghdad. It's like the other guy who called the other night, calling from Weed, Weed, California. It's a real place. It's a real place. But it's farther away. What's real? It really is.
The last time as this video motion picture.
While you're driving there, you know, you get a drop call. Next thing you know, you can't find your cell phone anywhere on the floor.
It's right next to you on the seat.
Well. You know, I think when they sold the cell phone, they really wanted to say, just, let's cell phone. Pretty funny, huh?
Yes, this is the puzzling evidence that surrounds you all day and is made visible and audible by this program.
And the green flash seen just at sunset.
If you are driving, do not be worried by the visions. They are temporary.
Saints preserve us.
Well, there is a Baghdad, Arizona. Now, when the war started, we were totally bombed out. And I'm still here, listening. Every day, same time, same place.
The quiet tranquility of a tropical island. Waterfalls, the calling of birds, the sweet scented breeze blowing from offshore, the tang of the salty atmosphere, and the perfume of huge tropical flowers, all combined to make your stay at the Ukubalaponga bed and breakfast a pleasant one.
So when you were in that bunker, and the bunker came through, and you still managed to survive, man, I gotta get your blueprints. I want one of those.
The subgenius bunkers were built a while back when the construction standards were a bit higher than they are now. It also has to do with a few advanced weapons that are available to that foundation that were borrowed, shall we say, from other cultures that perhaps had visited this area.
Like stukas.
More than stukas, the little propellers on the front of their wheels, which would cause the squeal and the high-pitched, terrorizing sound of this pretty much outmoded technology delivering its load.
Yeah.
But they were cool models. I think they were 60 cents, and they had, they looked great, because they had the sort of, that shape didn't return until the end of World War II, and was used in Korea, the FU Corsair. F4U Corsair.
They were
cool
shit. Yeah.
The Gullwing, just to allow the pilot to see around this enormous engine, and a very accurate naval fighter, could handle air-to-air or air-to-ground, depending on the needs. The Marines got it too. They put 50 calibers in the wings and lots of air-to-ground interdiction support that could be used if need be. If we met enemies of our country.
I just wish I owned a tank.
I was down in the LA area this last weekend, last week, and we were talking about the A1 Sky Raider, or SPAD, one of the first Medal of Honors from the Vietnam War was you always fly with a wingman, so you have two aircraft. One was hit badly defending a Green Beret outpost in northern Vietnam. And this is early on, like 1962.
Well, a smelly old hit.
And the other A-1 pilot landed on the now mortar-scarred, dead body-littered runway, taxied around all that stuff, picked his buddy up, who sat in his lap, and they flew back to the carrier.
Wow. So that would be, well, he might get a medal. Would he get a medal for this?
Not one of those. Yeah, oh yeah, Johnny Quest is real.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Quest is real. Is an old song. He's in Israel, and Little Caller's in Israel.
Oh,
sometimes
Johnny,
she has called. She called the show you weren't here and complained about how slow you were. How stupid and old.
He was a good man.
And non-there we were. We were. It was a bad show. That was a terrible show.
Well, then it was
the stupid old show. Mostly because Michael Pepe wasn't there. You know, he's the person that that they all follow.
Yeah. Well, especially if his head's on a pike. You have to follow him.
You do have to follow a head on a pike. That's true. It's like El Cid when they tied him to the saddle.
That's how
it doesn't really matter how the guy is there. You just follow the bloody head of a World Cup golfer.
And because it's very daunting and formidable to have your head cut off and still be smiling at people, which you would be perhaps. You know, heads have not been known to live a little while longer.
Yeah, we covered that years ago on the show, actually.
Besides,
how long heads live.
These thongs are made of titanium steel.
The head does grimace. Without being able to speak.
Right, grimaces. And it hears, and it sees, and it's thinking. It just can't breathe or talk.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much how, you know, any
voter
should
be. That's kind of like life, in some ways.
Or being like a little Matrix toilet person, you know, and then you
like
suddenly have an awareness.
Yeah.
You suddenly have an awareness that you're a little Matrix toilet battery
that
person.
That you're a little turd in a toilet?
Yeah, in Matrix, the first Matrix, remember that?
I didn't see that.
When he comes to awareness as a sub-genius, and he realizes he's a little Bobby, he's in a little toilet thing, and he gets flushed in.
Yeah.
The moment you have the awareness, it's like...
They flush the toilet because they realize you're defective now.
Maybe I should see that movie.
Yeah, you can't be a little battery and be thinking. You don't want your ever-ready flashlight cells to start running your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you got to get rid of them. You flush them down. You know, when you have you ever opened up a flashlight and one of the batteries has started leaking? You get rid of that thing immediately.
Those are thoughts.
It's already messing up the if you look at the little spring in the end of the flashlight, it's already messed up. It's
covered
got gradu on it.
Yeah.
A little electric gradu.
Yeah. We just see it.
Yeah.
You get electric gradu on there and you got to scrape it off with your gradu brush.
Conspiracy knows.
Yeah. To the outer envelope.
Conspiracy knows you can't have that.
Anyway.
That's true.
And they will do anything to scrape the thought gradu off the little spring.
Yeah.
And return you to the...
Because if they don't, you won't vote for higher taxes and more stuff.
That's what I want.
Or vote for Chicken John for mayor.
Chicken John will save your life.
If you just vote
for
mayor.
Even if you live in pot in every chicken.
That's right.
Even if you live in Cornhuskers of Ocean, Iowa,
or Mill Valley, you should go to San Francisco and vote for Chicken John.
Vote early, vote
move to San Francisco and vote for Chicken John. And then everything will be great.
My friend here is helping me do the show because it's necessary.
So...
Those are thoughts. You're looking directly into the Overman's brain at this time.
Everything will be great. But everything already is kind of great anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Say hello. Not in the tenderloin, of course.
Well, you have late night entertainment in the tenderloin, don't you?
A little what?
We have late night entertainment. Oh, there's someone.
Well, no.
Night comfort theater.
But they're pretty lame.
No, I meant like the drama of the streets.
Oh, yeah.
That's
such a riveting.
Yeah,
and
you should be. You
drama.
Should be. You should put your Fry camera, the $40 Fry camera on a wire, on a 40-foot wire you can hook right into your computer. You can put the little camera outside the street and capture endlessly little moments.
Oh, I could get scenes. Oh, man.
Yeah. And then you could cut those with iMovie into endless reams of carefully controlled DVDs.
No, if I got material like that, I would give it to you or somebody else to try to do something with it.
I don't want to live your life.
I know. You know,
and you don't want to live mine, and so who's going to edit this stuff?
Yeah.
We're all piling up tons and tons of me show.
Yeah, I know.
And we need 20 people that look through it and find the best parts and then make something that nobody will ever watch.
I know. But everyone nowadays has to be their own editor now.
Yes.
It used to be, you know, other people edited people, but no.
My iMovie is directly there.
You got to make your own movie.
And the camera, you notice, on your computer is pointed at you.
Make your own movie, be your own band. I've been playing GarageBand and doing lots of fun, weird stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty it's,
yeah, you can
addictive.
Make your own movie, be your own... You can be your own self if you want.
You can?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, that doesn't work in terms of public.
Really? Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've tried that, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, being my own self, yeah.
So you're not you anymore, you're just somebody else now?
No, yeah.
Are you the thing?
The original Pepe's not here. I'm one
you're
of the two
thing?
Fantasy Pepe's.
You're a clone of Pepe?
Yeah.
A clone.
Extra Pepe.
Polonius Clonus.
I used to call myself Extra Man when I had that.
Extra Man?
Wolverine suit. You know, my Tron.
Yeah, that was
my
good.
My Tron Wolverine.
Now, why Extra Man?
I still have that.
I thought you were called Extra Man.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, you mentioned Chicken and Hunt before. I mean, he's got a platform, but George Davis, oh, my God, he's got it right. If everybody had a home, you could edit without it. You wouldn't even ever have to go into work to edit. You could have
ever.
Yeah. All the time.
That's right. Everyone in the world will ultimately be an editor. That's the theory behind it, I think. And
I think it's been proved.
Until you buy automatic editing software.
They made people smarter with the iMac, but then they made them more stupid with the iPod and the, the next generation of...
And then they made them smarter with the iThing, and then they made them dumber again with the iIt.
If thy iPod offend thee, pluck it out.
Well,
then they made them smarter with the iIt too, and they made them dumber with the II.
No, but
with
the
II. Yeah, they really made him dumb when they put the II.
And then they made him smarter with the II
two.
II two.
Right, II 2.2.
Then they made him dumber with the II.
And then they went the II.
That's as dumb as it gets.
George.
And they took the finger off the neck when they did it. It didn't make any difference anymore.
It made a difference to someone somewhere. You can depend on that.
It was when the finger people, the fingerless people, struck against the church and said that your salute is discriminatory against fingerless people.
The moving finger writes and having writ moves off.
Because if you just go, yeah, it's not quite the same as...
But Padre, these are subtle distinctions.
You've got to have
government
the fingers strumming the larynx. The Adam's apple must be strummed forcefully and thus.
What
not
about
that hard.
Ann Coulter's gigantic Adam's apple.
What about it?
Well, look at
you'd
it.
Like, I'd like to, you'd like to put your tongue on that Adam's apple.
Not exactly. And what an explosive temper the woman has.
She has definitely got a little caustic issues, doesn't she?
Yeah, she blew her top that time.
Man, I saw her once, and she is like full of venom.
She's full of bonbons and bounce and
she's
good
full
hearty
of venom and vinegar.
Joie de vivre.
Venom and vinegar.
And does not hesitate to...
She doesn't mince words,
challenge.
Does she?
Great enterprises of great pith and moment.
Yeah, she's got no, she's definitely in a world
and
by
vinegar.
Herself. But
pith and vinegar.
She's pithing all over the place, and it smells like vinegar.
Well, you just gotta have faith that they wouldn't park a...
It's funny you mention her, because I was spinning through the radio dial today on my way home, and I heard her. And I thought, man, I would hate to be a guy having to be, you know, a just an insecure guy and having to be up against her and ever start drawing down on you. And she's real tall, so she probably hovers over you, and she's got bony long fingers pointing at you.
Bony long?
While she forces her will upon you. Poor like likable, amiable guys that just, you know, want to get along are highly intimidated by that type of an individual. The ones I know have known over the years, over the many years.
The long, long years.
The Golden West. As we've gone west in our covered wagons, our Conestoga wagons, where we could peep between the slats, peering out.
Keep it clean now.
As we crawled across.
Put the children to bed.
The western plains in our covered wagons, peeping between the slats. We could see the plains rolling by, covered with the wheat and flowers and beautiful little squirrels and things.
Stretching to the horizon.
And there they were, stretching off into the horizon as we made our way out west to find new opportunity and new sources of income.
That's all gone now.
Spreading our filth behind us.
All gone now. It's all been overrun.
As we went west in a westerly direction, finding the west to be something different than where we had been.
Yes.
The western lands spread out before us.
Beyond death.
And there we found death.
The next life.
The death of
death
innocence.
Of what?
Of innocence.
Of innocence, yes.
And the death of small
terrible
rodents.
Tragic.
Small rodents that had been eating our foodstuffs.
And now worth more than
our
the
supplies.
Keep in a jump. Down
and
keep
we made mouse
burgers
out of them. We took our mouse burgers because by this time the mice had eaten our stores of grain and wheat
to feed human beings
that we put on board of our wagons as we headed west.
Offer our bodies to the rats.
It's all right. It's going to be okay.
As the golden west unfolded itself in front of us.
When
we headed
alone
west in a westerly direction.
Why don't you just leave her alone? Do you hear that girl? I mean the guy that says, leave Brittany alone. Just leave her alone.
Why don't you leave Brittany alone?
Easy there,
and
big
the
fella.
Of all that one.
Yeah, there's. Have you been out there on YouTube reading all that? So funny. Please,
and now it creeps up on us.
I like that one where Michael Jackson is saying, "Please leave Britney alone. That's just ignorant."
I like the one where the guy throws himself on the ground and he's rolling around in his suit. Like
Michael Jackson is like holding the baby over the edge of the and saying, "Please stop bothering Britney," as he's hollering down, holding the baby over the ledge.
That's great. I haven't seen that.
That's just ignorant. There's some good stuff on there. I mean, that's original. Let's think it and do it now. And there it is for all to see.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, well, so that's what we should do is get you're going to get your own YouTube? We already have your own?
I already had to have one. You could go out to YouTube, Philo Drummond.
Yeah.
Or Puzzling Evidence
there.
TV.
I went out and saw Puzzling Evidence TV.
Well, you got to do something that has to do with Britney, they'll put you on TV.
Okay, well,
is that how it works?
I'm gonna do a Britney thing.
You should do. Hey, I'll be in it.
Michael Jackson pleading for Britney's case.
What a sight. Well,
that's who he needs. She needs, like, you know, Michael Jackson, all those people that got in trouble for, you know.
No, Britney attacking OJ for Britney memorabilia.
Now you're talking.
From OJ. And
Britney's packing heat, tracking down OJ.
OJ slits her throat and kills
her. Well, he didn't do it, though.
But he didn't do it.
And then he talks about...
Oh, I see. That's how the show goes.
That's how the show goes.
He doesn't do it.
And, you know, on the show, we have to calculate a lot.
Oh, yeah. Everything is calculated ahead of time.
Hey, run those Michael Pepe numbers.
All jokes were made up months ago. Months ahead.
And this carefully adhered to script is presented here.
Everything. That's the fun.
That's my calculator you hear in the background.
Oh, good. So you're, what, thinking about the show?
It's old-style calculator.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about Michael Pepe.
The number of words people said.
Hey, did you feel that earthquake the other night?
No. Up here? I was not up here.
You know, I think I did feel something. Like, a couple nights ago?
Yeah, you're just making that.
They have a lot of earthquakes in this area. Have you ever noticed
like
that?
Internet
well,
theory.
It's better than fires. I would say we got on the
That's a conspiracy. There's not really any fires in Southern California.
I think it's better. It's safer up here than it is in the south.
Yeah, it is. It's always been that way. It's always been safer in the north than the south.
Yeah, it is. It's really,
I come from the South. I can say that with all sincerity.
A hearty son of the soil.
In every way. Anyway.
And I came from the South and headed west in my covered wagon years ago.
He packed up his family and he moved to out here.
We were
out in the woods one day shooting for some food, and up through the ground came a bubbling crude.
He was out in the woods. He got caught with the goods. And, oh, well.
So we loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly.
We did?
Hills, that is. Well, we didn't actually make it there. We ran out of gas before we got there, and the wagon wheel fell off. The kids were tired of
peeping out. That was the script for the getting to that genius show at the junkyard.
It was, but this, I thought that was what it was supposed to be in December.
Like all the people lose a wheel and all the people shoot at the ground.
And they just nail the wheels back on with nails.
Yeah.
And that doesn't last very long.
It looks like a backwards movie, kind of.
They have to put a wheel on the wheel.
Thing.
The wheel has to have its own wheel because the big wheel doesn't move
anymore.
Then,
that's right. I remember that.
It has to have a little wheel on
it. Wheel inside of a wheel, and they never stop. They just keep going.
They keep going and turning. And you think that the big wheel has stopped, but it's only stopped in itself. It's actually has its own wheel, though.
It's just your perspective of where you stand, whether it's working or not, or whether you can see the wheel. Where do you think there's even a science of the wheel?
Or if you think that the wheel has even been invented yet. You don't even know, because
you're
just in this covered wagon. You're just a tiny little child, and you're peeping out between the boards on the covered wagon. And your whole world is just this sort of a peep sight view of peeping out between the slats.
Yeah. And it's kind of sad.
That's your view. It is kind of sad.
Yeah.
But that's your view.
Yeah.
And you don't know. It's sad that you don't know you're sad, but you're sad.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you don't know why.
Migration is hard on a kid. Yeah.
You don't know why, but migration is hard on kids.
Yeah.
Vibrations are hard on kids because they're still soft. They're not brittle like us.
You migrate kids over long distance, going out west in the covered wagons, and it takes its toll.
If you magnify kids out to the desert telescope near Barstow,
millions and millions of kids died that way.
Up on top of this incredible little mountain.
On top of mountains.
Gigantic metal thing.
And the kids died up there.
Bolted into the rock. And it's like a huge piece of
rock,
a lot of work, like a crane kind of thing. And you lower it, and you take giant drills, and you
don't even care,
right? And you don't know what it is or why it's there. It was amazing.
And where was that?
Out in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the middle of nowhere. You don't know why it's there.
No, you're going. Huh?
It's there because space aliens are instructed to land there. It's a landing strip for tiny aliens.
What we say on this show comes true.
Tiny aliens. Look at them go.
You know, they have a landing strip for tiny aliens. There's one on top of the roof here at KPFA.
The thing.
It's a thing. And it's got its own landing thing.
The thing.
And it comes in for a landing once a night, just at the end of the show.
I think we should let Michael Pepe do the last moment.
Still
of the
time
show.
To turn around, go back, and
you
visit
can
the
go
thing.
Back and pick the thing up that you left behind on your trek west. Tell him about coming out west, Michael. When you came out west,
this is the dedicated.
You
land.
Came out west for the covered wagon.
All who came out on the doomed Michael Pepe wagon train are now interred.
Your brother died. Your old. You were. When you went to the Donner Pass, you had to eat your other brother, right?
Third cross, Nubble Mortha, all the beasts that and horrible.
Aunt Willie.
And you just wanted to go to the rabbit supper.
Yeah. I was 15, and I married my cousin on that trip.
Yeah, and you had like several children.
Had a whole bunch of children.
Look at those little children.
You know, got shot in a poker game.
Gut shot in a poker.
But it didn't kill you because it was a bad bullet.
Yeah, it just messed up my face.
Just messed up your face, but it didn't make you any uglier. It just sort of cleared you up your acne.
Cleared up my acne. Yeah, maybe better looking at because I've been so ugly.
Yeah. Were you one of the Uglore?
Yeah.
Or am I not Uglore?
I've been one of the Uglore.
You know.
And I've been one of the Bald, too. The Bald are the most maligned of all minority groups.
Really, the Bald?
Yeah, the Bald transcend every other ethnic group and minority.
The Bald were just cut off the air momentarily by more people and more radio shows than any eon.
That's right. We're all members of the Bald, where I don't think you are, Michael.
No, not at all. I'm never, ever.
In the fullness of time, you will be inducted.
A member.
But what if
no,
the entire world disappeared, Michael, and there was nothing left?
Yeah, how would you
at all.
Feel?
My dad was bald.
What if it was just like the end of the show?
The end of the show, end of the world, end of
the... The show is never over. You can't be the end. I'm sure there's no end. Because, you know, think about it. I mean, you know, how could the show end? If the show ended, then, you know... People could die, you know, people's pets could die, their plants could die. You know, their books could curl up, their apartments could become messy, and then they could break a fingernail. So, no, the show will always be on, you know, I'll always be talking, they won't, one person will be laughing, but that's all, there's no one else will even be listening. And that's the way life is. The show just doesn't stop. But you know, one person, you know, as we say, is amused. That's Doug, actually. Doug's kind of, you know, choosing this moment, the end of the show, to reveal his need to dress in women's clothes, and you know, he feels comfortable as a woman. He wanted everyone to know that, so I hope that, you know, you feel a little bit lighter, having heard that. So, 848-4425, call to not get the Puzzling Evidence Show, because the Puzzling Evidence Show...